The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always check us out online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, I am incredibly excited because we have a guest on the show today, Dr. Mark Wolfman, who is owner of Rivertown Family Chiropractic, located in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So I want to welcome Dr. Mark to the line. Hey, Dr. Mark.
Hey, Dr. Leanne.
Hey, I am pretty excited about this. So Dr. Mark and I were at a conference together a couple weeks ago, and we said, I asked him, I said, you know what? You are so great at what you do as a chiropractor and well-spoken and just love his heart and how he loves his family. And I said, would you be a guest on my radio show podcast? And he said, absolutely. So here we are. So I'm so absolutely excited. So do you want to just tell everyone who's listening, just Dr. Mark, a little bit about yourself?
Well, if you're going to call me well-spoken, then I got to polish things up here. you know how I communicate. But about myself, well, I guess, you know, when it comes to, like, the healthcare space and chiropractic, I grew up in Michigan, so Midwestern, just like you guys in Indiana there. And I guess from the chiropractic or, like, healthcare space, you know, I didn't know that I wanted to be a chiropractor. I had no idea what I wanted to do going into college. I went to the University of Michigan. I ended up studying pre-med, but I thought I wanted to be a dentist. And so I was, like, working towards becoming a dentist. I went and I took the test and all that. And I remember one day, just to tell a story here, I shadowed a dentist. It was my childhood friend's dad. He said, yeah, come on in, take a look. You can shadow the practice. I remember going there, and he was doing some fillings, and he was checking some people out, and it was about an hour in, and I was, like, so bored and just ready to leave. And I was supposed to be there the entire day, and I remember, like, we went out to lunch, and I really just didn't even want to go back. I said, I think I'm just going to go home. I've got other things to do. And he was like, oh, I'm going to show you cavities. I'm going to show you how we make these impressions and all this. And I said, like, this is not for me. And I'm so glad that I discovered that. And it was really random that I came across chiropractic. But when I first recognized what it really was, I was absolutely hooked. And I was like, all right, this is for sure what I need to be doing with my life. I've always wanted to just serve people. And I've always been interested in health, but not so much in the treatment of things. But I've always been interested, as far back as I can remember, in how the body works on its own, like how our bodies are made up and all the things that already work has always been something that's really struck me. So that's kind of what ended up launching me into chiropractic. Went to Life University in Atlanta, Georgia, and ended up doing a spinal correction training similar to what you went through. Mine was in Naples, Florida. I think you were in Chicago, or were you in Naples as well?
I was in Wilmington for a little bit, and then I was down in Naples for, like, a brief stay. So
okay,
I was at...
Yeah. And so, but we went through the same training when it comes to spinal correction, and then ended up opening up in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So this is where we are. We've been here 10 years, and we're just getting started. We're absolutely loving it. There's a lot of work to do, and we're up for the challenge.
Can we just talk about real quick, though? what does your dad do? Why did I always think you worked in your dad's office as a chiropractor? That's literally how I thought you got into chiropractic.
My dad's not a chiropractor. it was totally random how I got into it. So I don't know where you got your info, but
did you ever work in a chiropractor office before you went to do the advanced training?
Yeah, I mean, I had been, an assistant, and I had worked in offices for a short amount of time. But no, there's no chiropractor in my family. This is just, I'm first generation chiropractic. But the cool thing is, my kids look at what I do as like, oh, that's just work. Like when he goes in and helps people, when he goes in and adjusts and helps people and speaks at seminars for patients and does these workshops, in their minds, that's what work looks like, which I just love that so much. I'm not saying they need to be chiropractors. It's not something I would ever push them into. I always tell them, like, you guys do whatever you want to do, and if it's this or this, I'm going to be supportive 100,000%. However, it's really just cool that they get to see, what we do, and I'm sure you've experienced that with your kids as well, and, like, just how excited they get about the whole picture of it.
Oh, yeah. It's it really is just an aspect. So I feel like the average person, when you think about chiropractic and what we do as chiropractors, it's very much still the headache, neck pain, back pain model, which when they learn more about like what our offices do, and oftentimes headaches, neck pain, and back pain bring them in. But then you really educate them about the substantial power of the human body. It's really a blessing, because I was actually going to go into MD, so it's so funny that you said that. I did the MCAT, took all of that testing, and was just really, like, my heart was pulled in another direction. I could tell you one of the exact moments. There's a couple pivotal moments that moved me away from more of the medical model, is that I love, this sounds so weird to say out loud, I love blood and guts. Like, I think it's the coolest thing. Eyeballs, wiggly teeth, that's my husband's job in the family. But like blood and guts, gunshot wound, I'm like, this is cool. Like, I love it, which is so interesting because that's literally not what chiropractic is. But as I was going through college, I was shadowing in the ED. And in the emergency room, I remember talking to a doctor, and he was like, okay, so what's your plan after this? And I'm like, what do you mean after this? He was like, well, after your time as an ER doctor. And I was like, I don't understand what you mean. Like, I would go to medical school and I would be in the emergency department. Like, I would be in the ED. Like, that would be my lifelong career. And he was like, oh no. He's like, 10 to 15. That's what you get. And I'm like, what? And he's like, 10 to 15 years before burnout. He was like, so you got to figure out what you're going to do like after that. I was like, are you being serious? And he was like, yeah, I'm at 12. I'm already trying to figure out how to get out. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, thanks for being transparent with me. But it's one where you're like, the people in that model, are trying to kind of transition out.
Yeah. And I went, going to Michigan, the path there is you go to medical school. And so I have a lot of friends who became medical doctors. And when I talk with them and get with them, that's often the sentiment is like, they don't talk about their jobs like they really love it. And very few of them do, at least. And even with the, the career and the money that they'll make, it seems like it's just less fulfilling than what I get to do. And you talk about the emergency system and how, like, blood and guts, I don't really like blood and guts. That's cool that you like blood and guts.
Is it though? It's kind of weird.
I always tell my patients, look, if you're bleeding, if your head is hanging off by a thread and you're bleeding all over the place, like, go to the ER, get your life saved. That's what we're really great at doing in this country. The problem and the biggest mistake that so many patients make, when we first meet them and they're like, well, this is how I've been taking care of my health, the biggest mistake is that they'll use the emergency care system or the treatment-based system for their actual health and well-being. So when the headache does come, they'll say, their first question is, what can I take to alleviate the headache? Which is, that's human nature type of question. I want to get rid of the headache. But then the digestive issue comes. They say, what can I take so to alleviate this digestion. Heartburn comes, what can I take? You know, my lower back hurts, what can I take? What injection can I get? And then it leads to what surgery can I get? I just want the pain to be gone. And that's the biggest mistake when it comes to your mindset for health. And what I've found is the turning point, you know, you mentioned you kind of had like a light bulb moment. It's like we call it light bulb moments for our patients. When the light bulb flips on, everything shifts. And that light bulb I have found is when they switch from saying, what can I take for this or this? And they switch to what is missing from my essentials to my lifestyle that's keeping me from healing naturally from the inside out. What is missing from my body's normal healing potential that is keeping me from getting out of this situation? Because normal function does not involve all of those symptoms all the time. Symptoms are good warning signs, but if you're functioning normally, then your body is in a healing state, and it's actually geared towards health, not disease. And that's that light bulb moment. And they'll start to say, well, what's missing from my essentials? How's my nervous system functioning? Have I been up to speed with my adjustments? Am I doing my home rehab exercises? They'll start to think things like, well, what have I been eating lately? Could that have contributed to this pain and inflammation or this digestive issue or headache? And then it's like, have I been exercising? It's like, oh, I can't sleep. Sleep is so bad. I'm sleeping terrible. Okay, what's exercise looks like in your life? Well, I don't really exercise. Okay, well, you're not going to sleep great if you're not exercising. Mm-hmm. Like, we've got to get to the basic essentials of your lifestyle to determine what's causing your issue. And so when you can switch from treating symptoms to the cause is more important than the condition, and really just what's missing from my lifestyle, that's when people launch their health into a totally different stratosphere from what they've ever been, because they're starting to think in terms of function, not just feeling. And that light bulb moment is like the most exciting thing that I ever come across, because people feel so empowered and they feel so hopeful about their future. And they should be hopeful, because they're on a path now to real health and well-being from the inside out, not just waiting for symptoms to come and then hammering them down with drugs and treatments.
Well, and I think that's, you know, we see it so much in our offices. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I have Dr. Mark Wolfman with Rivertown Family Chiropractic on the line here with us today. I think one of the aspects so much is people come in desiring the cause. You know, like I'll always walk people through, like there's a couple different paths you can take in terms of health. One is you do nothing. But you realize over that course of time, it's the snowball effect. Things get worse. They last longer. They don't go away. People come in like, I used to just be able to take a couple Advil and a hot shower and I was good. And you're like, oh yeah. Like that's like saying, hey, I had a toothache 2 years ago and I put some Orajel on it and then I was good. And you're like, this doesn't solve the problem. You know, the masking it or the root causation. And I feel as if there's such a desire for the average person, like most people, and there are some people who, you know, they just want to do the quick fix, but the average person realizes that the quick fix is just that. Like it's not the root cause of the problem. And the more they dive down deep and they come to offices like yours and mine, where we're actively looking and searching for that root cause, there's so much relief when it comes to that aspect.
And you know what, though, like the issue is, like, because, yes, they come, if they walk into your office, they're going to get this message. They're going to be put on this path. They're going to have a team that's going to wrap their arms around them and guide them through from this paradigm of cause over condition. The problem is the medical system and really everything else that's out there is still geared towards treatment of symptoms. And so if they walk into really anywhere else, they're going to get that same philosophy of you're broken. Your genetics are bad. You are genetically weak. And so you're just breaking down and getting old. So your only chance at living any quality of life logically is going to be to take this medication for the symptom. Oh, and take it for as long as you can until you die.
Yep.
And that still is the message that patients are getting, even though the culture has shifted, especially, you know, since COVID, people have started to think about immune system from the inside out because of just how insane that got. People started to question and started to think for themselves, which ended up being a great thing for the mindset of people, for their health. But even now, they're still getting that very, like, hopeless, fear-driven message, which is why they keep going on medications. And the problem has not been solved culturally, at least not in West Michigan. I'm sure not in Indianapolis either. But yeah, if they do come into our offices, they're going to get that message, and it's going to be great for them.
I'll tell you this, and I feel like you're going to think this is funny only because we've known each other now for, you know, over a decade. Is that when I see a new patient come in, like they come in for their initial exam consultation, and we sit down and we really like dive down deep, like a really comprehensive exam, figure out like root cause, and like we have a box of tissues in the back. And I haven't figured out how to fix this yet. But people, you know, because they're upset because they've gone through this past, and they feel hopeless and they're unsure of what to do and all of the things. And so they'll like kind of tear up and start to cry. And I can't, I'll do the awkward, weird smile. And I like can't fix it. And so I'm like, I just need you to know, like, I'm not smiling at you crying. Like, I need you to know, but like, we get to see these, right? It's so weird. And I'm sure they're probably like, is she smiling at me as I cry? Cause I'm like nodding my head yes. And I've got this like grin on my face. And it's because I do the initial intake, but then I get to see them in 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years. And I get to say to them, do you remember back to when we sat in that exam room and you cried and you said, I'm desperate and I'm willing to do anything and I need help. And I did the awkward smile. I'm like, do you remember that? And they're like, yep. And I'm like, look at where you're at now. I get to do that awkward smile because I know what's to come when we get to the root cause and your body gets to heal. Like, it's just the best, most fulfilling thing ever. So I want to go back because you said something earlier just about how fulfilled you are. So I want to dive down deeper into what that means in some examples next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today is a very special day because we are blessed enough to have Dr. Mark Wolfman, who is owner of Rivertown Family Chiropractic, based out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I've had the honor of knowing him now for over a decade. So just kind of interviewing, seeing, I think the thought process that Dr. Mark and I have are very unique when it comes to more wellness and chiropractic care. So just wanted to share his wealth of knowledge. So Dr. Mark, thank you again for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
So one of the things that we talked about is just our path that led us into just regular chiropractic and then more of what we do from a wellness causation standpoint in our office. So tell me, one of the things that you said is just really the fulfillment. And again, I will say that when a team member comes on, I say there's probably not going to be a place that you ever go that you feel more fulfilled than being in our office as like a team member, because they get to be along that health journey. But just for you, what do you feel like some of the things that you do in your office at Rivertown Family Chiropractic, like what is most fulfilling for you and kind of what you're doing?
Yeah, well, I mean, it goes back to the conversation we had before the break, like that crystal ball of knowing that the patient is going to heal if they just stuck it out. And you mentioned like your team and the compassion they have and the hope that they have for people. I mean, it's like we have this crystal, we call it the crystal ball in our office. Like we've got the crystal ball where we can sort of see where this patient's going to be in 6 months. If they do follow through with recommendations, that their life is going to be like turned around. So yeah, in that moment when they're maybe in tears and hopeless and feeling like there's just no way that they could turn this around, we almost have to hold back our beliefs and our excitement about what's to come, because it can truly be unbelievable. Like, we almost have to just temper our
the awkward
our
smile
for them.
Yep. Yeah, fix awkward smile.
That's where the awkward smile comes in. Because otherwise they're going to think you're crazy. They're going to walk up and these people are just weird. It's like, no, it's just that we actually care that much, and we really are praying for your healing. We really are meeting up after our day is over and celebrating when somebody overcomes something they've been dealing with. And it's not just the symptoms that they're overcoming. And this brings me, can I just tell you a story?
Yeah.
The worst thing that has ever happened to me in my life, and a lot of people will, or maybe you've heard before, like, the worst thing that happens to you in your life is your purpose and your why moving forward, right? And that's where it's launched out of. And the worst thing that ever happened to me was I lost my health. So I lost my health almost completely several years back. And it was, and it kind of started as all the times that people's health crash, it's usually a perfect storm of a lot of different things. Mine was a toxin induced brain injury, actually. And so this was something that there was mold toxicity from the house that I was living in that I couldn't see, didn't know. We had no idea it was there. Some people react differently than others. For me, I had a hard time detoxifying it, and it just kept building up, and it ended up creating a whole cascade of problems. And overnight, I went from being healthy in my mid-30s to then having over 30 symptoms within the first month of this crash. Hmm. And this persisted for a long time. Month after month, it kept getting worse and worse and worse. My symptoms got worse and worse to the point where I was pretty much debilitated. And for almost 2 full years, I was useless at work. I really couldn't work. I stopped seeing patients. I stopped showing up to the office because I could not do it. And the hardest part about that, people say, wow, that must have been so hard that you couldn't sleep or that you had these symptoms or that you had these issues. No, it wasn't the symptoms that I was dealing with that was the hardest. It was not being able to serve the other priorities in my life and the people that were counting on me. And that was the hardest thing. I mean, I lost my independence. People had to do things for me, and I hated that. And I couldn't take care of my team, and I couldn't take care of my patients. And that was the toughest thing. And I think that's what people don't realize. With the idea of losing their health, they don't typically see the layers of what that means. And if they did, they would change their lifestyle right now. Mm-hmm. And so if you think about it, somebody who smokes or someone who can't stop eating unhealthy foods or somebody who just refuses to exercise, if they saw the crystal ball of what that's going to mean for their family 10, 20 years from now, what that's going to mean for their finances that they might be providing for their family, what it's going to mean for their usefulness in ministry or in work or whatever it is, they would make that change. But it's that lack of seeing the layers of consequence. But I can tell you firsthand, the worst thing about losing your health is not the symptoms. It's not being able to serve the people that you are called to serve, the people that are most important to you and the people that you are most important to. And so what's most fulfilling, because your question was what's most fulfilling, mm-hmm. is when you see somebody make that switch, then they get healthy. And because they came out on the other side healthy, now they can be a mom again. Now they can serve their church again. Now they can wrestle with their boys. I had this mom just the other day. She said, and it was her daughter was in the adjusting room and was so excited because her mom jumped on the trampoline with her. Mm. And this is a woman who had chronic migraines so every day she had a migraine. And she'd say, when she first came in, she was like, well, I'm okay, though, as long as I take Topamax, which is this preventative migraine medication you take every single day. And if she didn't take it, she would get a migraine. But still, she couldn't jump on the trampoline because of just how bad it would make her feel. And it wasn't the trampoline. It was the independence and the ability to be fully present with her kids that was most important to her. And when she jumped on that trampoline, it was symbolic of, I'm here for you, kids. Like, I not only love you, but I'm here for you. I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to do whatever to be with you guys. And that meant so much to her daughter that she shared it unprompted in the adjusting room. And it was just like the coolest thing. And so when we're talking about fulfillment, I don't get fulfilled that much by someone saying my back pain is better than it was, or even someone saying my daily migraines I've had for 30 years are gone. That seems fulfilling, but that actually faded after the first couple of years of practice, because we see that happen so much. Mm-hmm. What's fulfilling is the story behind that and how their life changed, how they're able to come alive again, how they're able to be a better mother, better father, better coworker, better disciple, better everything in their life. And really that's why our goal is aliveness and really coming alive, not just reducing pain or symptoms.
Yeah. Why do you, you know, one of the things that you said is if people, you know, choose to make these changes, right? Because I always think it's so interesting because, you know, we have all of these different people who come in, different walks of life, and some of them grasp on and you see these, you know, amazing health changes, right? Like the crystal ball, you know, they reverse disease processes and they just restore. One thing that I always think is awesome is that we always talk about how chiropractic never gives you anything. You know, chiropractic never gives you anything. It just restores what your body already has. Nutrient deficiency, if we're talking about that, removing toxicity, like restoring nervous system life to organs, all of those things that never, and so many people will like grasp onto that and they do it and it's amazing and they see these changes. And then other people who like dabble and they say, well, it just didn't work for me. And so one of the things that you said that really resonated with me is like when people follow through with this. And so why do you think, like, and maybe it's different in Grand Rapids than it is in like the Indianapolis area, but why, Dr. Mark, do you think it is that people would choose not to follow through with something if we knew the greatness on the other side?
I mean, it's such a good question. I think it's different for everybody. I'll tell you this though, I take responsibility for it myself, even though it's definitely not my fault or our doctor's fault or our team's fault if somebody makes bad choices. But we have committed to educating our patients that it is you as a patient, your responsibility to take on these lifestyle changes and be healthy. But we take personal responsibility for the future of your health. And only by doing that are we willing to and able to fight for people. And so and you might hear that and say, yeah, but it's not your fault, Dr. Mark. Like, you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink. That's absolutely true. But the way I see it is that we have to become such good communicators and we have to become so good at leading people because they are being led in the other paradigm of medicine. Every other doctor's appointment that they have, they're being told the other side of the story. And oftentimes they're being told the other side of the story that they're broken, they're weakened, and they need medications to survive. We're not against medications. If you need a medication to function, like, okay, you might need it to bridge yourself to get to the other side of health and so forth, and emergencies to keep you alive. But for health and well-being, it's up to you lifestyle-wise. So why are people not doing it? I think some people have been beaten down so much that they really need to be a part of a community. They really need to plug into a system and a community that gives them a no-think path, almost like a formula to just say, I'm going to plug into this. I'm not going to think about it. I'm just going to do it and follow these people. And that's where, like, you know, clinics and teams like yours and mine really come in, because of the system that is built in. I don't think I would do well working in a clinic or even owning, managing a clinic where all we did was adjustments and didn't guide them along in their lifestyle, because they're going to be left without that component, which is so, so vitally important. So when they get around your team, for example, at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, it's like they're going to be guided through. It's not a team of receptionists and chiropractors. It's a team of health coaches. It's a team of leaders who are going to guide them, lead them, show them the system to plug into. So even if they've been lied to and even if they've been given a hopeless, fearful message that they've believed for so long, all they need to do is say, I'm following you people, tell me what to do, and they're going to get out of that situation. But it really does take that trust, which certainly is another choice by the patient. But we do take personal responsibility for the future of our patient's health. We care that much. We really want them to be on the other side of the fence, where then they are empowered to go and make their decisions on their own.
I think that's the so if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I have Dr. Mark Wolfman, owner of Rivertown Family Chiropractic in Grand Rapids. What's the phone number, Dr. Mark? Just in case someone's like, I have a friend up there.
Yeah, if you're in the West Michigan area, 616-214-3111.
Love it. Rivertown Family Chiropractic. Those Michigan, you have people who drive from all over the state for your office, don't you?
We do, yeah. From far north as Traverse City, Petoskey area, all the way over from Detroit, and even into Indiana, if they're too far from you. We've had them drive up into Grand Rapids. So definitely quite a few patients from the state of Indiana have made their way up here.
I love that. And I think it just speaks to your heart and your passion in serving patients and helping them just get back down to inevitably their big potential. I think one of the aspects too, when I was thinking about how, if I asked myself this question, like, why do people maybe not follow through? I think one of those, this was a statistic that I had read not too long ago, that if you, like, you, the average American watches the average amount of TV, and I can't remember the exact amount of hours a day, within a year, they would watch over 24 hours of just drug commercials alone. So you're talking about like that paradigm of getting in. And I think a lot of it's just establishing, and you talked about this, like why are they doing it? Like, you can get out of pain and that's fine. But I had a grandpa who said, you want to know what? And I said, what? He said, for the first time I was able to play with my kids, my grandkids at the park for 2 full hours, and I didn't have to sit down once. I got to play with them the entire time. And you know what I just think about is, I think about the memories that I have all together now is like, I can't ever remember what my grandfather got me for a Christmas present ever. I literally can't. But what I can remember, ooh, all the times I like sat on the couch and we watched baseball and ate popcorn together, you know, or like we went outside and we were able to, like, he kicked the soccer ball with me and we walked around and picked mulberries. You know, those are the memories that I have. And they literally, like, those memories are so valuable to me. Like, I could never put a dollar amount on them. But it's so hard to see that on the front end when you're like, oh, someone's like, I need to buy books. And you're just like, yes, you need to buy books for your kids, but they're not going to remember those Christmas presents. They're going to remember the time that they spent with you and the memories that they made with you. And I think that aspect, when people pick their heads up and you're like, that's really what it's about. It's about like your life, winning your race. It's just such a different aspect in terms of what the average practitioner would goal set for your healthcare, you know?
Right. Totally agree. I think that people don't sometimes make the connection between what we're talking about, which is like getting your life back, coming alive again, doing the things you were called to do, and chiropractic care. And like, well, how do the two actually, you know, come together? And it's like, well, it's not because the adjustments treated the headaches. It's not because the adjustments treated the back pain or the leg pain, even if those are the things that allowed them to do the things they love to do. It's that the adjustments remove the interference to allow your body to heal from the inside out. And that's that philosophical switch that's part of that light bulb moment for people when they start to live so much healthier life and they start to get stronger and stronger and stronger. It's when they understand it's about removing the interference to your body's own healing capacity, not just pushing on the areas that hurt so maybe it feels a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where chiropractic really comes in. And that's why corrective chiropractic is what I practice. It's what you practice. Like I said, we went through the same spinal correction training, which is specific structural correction based off of x-ray findings and alignment. I mean, if you're not looking at the structure of your spine and and addressing the underlying root cause of these imbalances that are causing nervous system stress, then you're really just treating the symptoms with adjustments. And so it's a why do we get people driving from Indiana and from northern Michigan and Detroit? It's because of the approach that we're taking, which is a specific structural correction approach, not just pain care.
Yeah, and I think that's big. I think that's a huge aspect. I had an ER doctor just send me a patient, and he's like, yep, he just told me to come here, and I trust him, and he's a patient as well. And he said, you know, I've seen a bunch of chiropractors. He's like, but here's the problem. Like this, I'm here because he told me you could help me. He said, but this is structural. And I was like, probably. And he was like, but I've seen chiropractors before. And I was like, right. But our advanced certification in terms of structural correction is what it hasn't been addressed. It has been pain-based care, and that works for people. But when we're looking at getting to the cause and structure, I was like, you did half my job for me already. Like, yep, it sounds like a structure problem. Like, let's check it out further. Like, it's just, you know, people, I feel like innately can feel that there's something else that's going on. So I will say this too. So I know that you are growing your family currently. So I have a couple kids. You have a couple kids, a couple more than I do. But I really want to just, when we come back, I just want to dive down deep and just see how this mindset and this thought process really transitions into family life and what that looks like. So we'll talk more about that next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. Oh, I know there's gonna be some bright day. Oh, I swear there's some sign. I swear your pain, your pain. I feel it in me like the beating.
Today is, in fact, a wonderfully bright day, especially because I have a guest on today. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, our special guest is Dr. Mark Wolfman, owner of Rivertown Family Chiropractic, located in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So, Dr. Mark, thank you so much for being on with us today.
This has been fun. Thanks for having me.
I want to touch base. I don't know. Let me ask you, I guess, since I don't know. What was your childhood upbringing like? Did you guys live really healthy? Was it kind of moderate? Like, what was your childhood like in terms of, like, health-related?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, we ate some healthy foods from time to time, but we weren't really, you know, conscious of, you know, the whole picture of health. You know, I certainly had my share of fast food. I know everything about the Taco Bell menu, the McDonald's menu, the Wendy's menu. I've got my favorites. I miss them from time to time. But if I ate them now, it'd probably make me feel like absolute, you know what. So, but I know all about that side of the fence because philosophically, I grew up in the medical mindset, which was if there's a symptom, if there's an issue, well, we go straight to our doctor or medicine cabinet because it's time to take a medication or something over the counter to treat the symptom. I never had an understanding of inside out healing, which would be the chiropractic philosophy. You know, we didn't talk about healing really. We talked about symptoms. And so with that, you know, lifestyle wise, I looked fine because I was young, but I had been building toxicity and building dis-ease throughout my body for a long time, which ultimately that leads to something called disease. And so, no, I did not grow up in the chiropractic mindset.
I was the same. My kids were aghast because they said, Mom, have you ever eaten Taco Bell? And I said, yeah. Right? Because I'm not going to lie to them. And they were like, what?
I said, yeah, I ate a lot of it.
I did, especially in college. And they're like, but mom. And I said, right. Like, I knew it wasn't healthy, but I wasn't treating my body the way that I should have. And now I know better. And that's what I teach. And that's what you guys will live. But they were just, but here's what's really interesting too. I remember being in college and donating blood. And I had a note in my college mailbox that was like, hey, you have high blood cholesterol. Like, my cholesterol was high. And I was like 18, 19. Like, yeah, just because your grandpa and your mom and dad. And oddly enough now, a couple decades later, I don't have high cholesterol, but it was a lifestyle change I made. So it was just, it was really interesting. How do you feel like just the knowledge that you have now, having multiple children, growing a wonderful, healthy family, like how has any of that translated into their upbringing versus kind of where you are at?
Yeah, I mean everything. Like, I see them from a different perspective because, you know, if they have a baseball game and then, you know, the parents that are bringing snack at the end of the game, like last night, it was like Cheetos and Gatorade, right? And I look at that differently than I would have in the past because, okay, are the Cheetos going to kill him on the spot? Absolutely not. Is the Gatorade going to kill him on the spot? Absolutely not, right? But the amount of toxins and chemicals in both of those are going to start to fill and contribute to my son's toxic bucket, right? Which just keeps filling as the years go on until it overflows. And sometimes that happens in their 20s. Sometimes it's in their 30s or 40s. But like when I'm looking at my son, I don't want to contribute to filling his toxic bucket with the chemicals and toxins and everything like that from bad foods. So do I let them have the snack after their game every once in a while? Yeah, absolutely. Do we get ice cream throughout the summertime after a day at the beach? Yeah, we actually do. But we don't do it 4 times a week. We're not doing that every day. We're not eating Cheetos every day. So it's really just being more cognizant of teaching them the principles so that they understand that, like, the goal is not perfection, but the goal is to minimize those toxins, which I did not do growing up. I went ahead and ate the fast food every day. Can I tell you a story? When I was in college at Michigan, my freshman year of college, I lived in a dorm that was connected to the student union, which had a Wendy's in it. And not only that, we had our card, yeah, the M card, Michigan like card, which had like money on it for your meals. So I would not eat at the cafeteria, but instead I would go to Wendy's and use my M card and get a spicy chicken sandwich with cheese combo with fries and a blue Powerade. And so the deal is, I ate that one time. I ate that every day for 11 days. And I was like, this is so good. And I was wanting it earlier and earlier in the day, which just showed how ridiculously addictive those toxins are that are in them. It's just loaded with chemicals. There's not a single nutrient in that entire meal. And I ate it 11 days straight. And I counted because I was like, wow, I'm eating this a lot. Like, this is great though. It tastes so good. But that's how I know firsthand, stupid story. I know firsthand that this stuff is like so toxic, so damaging, so addictive. I want to help protect my kids from that as much as possible. I feel like it's my responsibility. They're in a world where, the other families that around us maybe don't know those things. We don't want to be the weird, strict, rigid family that's like judgy of everybody, but I'm also not going to, you know, toxify my own children.
Well, I think we went to a hockey game and another couple bought my kids each their own cotton candy. And I was like, oof, because at that point you're like, if you take it away, you know, at the moment, is it going to kill them? And I said, okay. Like, I know that their bodies, like, God made their bodies so smart and so strong. And so I said, okay, like, you get to make that choice on how much of that you eat. And my oldest ate the whole thing. And later that night, he barfed. And I could not have been, like, you know, I was sad for him that he barfed and he didn't feel good. But in that moment, I'm like, ooh, okay, like, I can, like, is this a learning lesson? And so we went to the hockey game and we said, okay, you guys can choose a snack. And he said, Mom, I do not want cotton candy. Because I asked him, I said, what did you eat before you got sick? Like, why do you think that your body got sick? Because your body's really smart. So, like, what happened that made your body throw up? And he was like, I ate a bunch of cotton candy. And I was like, yeah, it's sugar. It's like a toxin. So your body's like, hey, get it out. And that's what happened. And so he, like, actively made that decision to make healthier choices, which was kind of cool to see as a parent. You know, I'm sure I'm messing up other things, but like right in that moment, it was really good.
Well, and it's a light bulb moment. If our light bulb moment of cause over condition can happen earlier in life, then you're set up with the right philosophy. And so like the parents that bring their kids in for chiropractic care, which pediatric chiropractic care is becoming so, so popular now because people are so sick and tired of taking their 5-year-old to the pediatrician and then prescribing a medication for something. And they're starting to come around, and the conversations at the ball field and the playground are, you should go see a chiropractor for your kids. And they're like, why would I bring a kid to the chiropractor? And the education is advancing about pediatric neurology and chiropractic.
Yeah, and that was part of the course that we were at just a couple weeks back when we were at that advanced training, was chiropractic neurology.
Yeah. And so the earlier that they can understand cause over condition, the better set up they are for the rest of their life. And so when my kids, like, and I, again, I'm so blessed and so lucky to have been poured into by our mentors, by the profession of chiropractic. I, my dad wasn't a chiropractor. I sort of just, contrary to Dr. Leanne's beliefs, I sort of just landed in chiropractic, and I'm just so thankful that I did, because now my kids get to grow up in this philosophy, and it's the philosophy that aligns with God's design for the body. And so, like, if they can come to that realization of, well, what did I eat last night, or have I been exercising enough today? Like, when my kids are tired, they're like, "Oh, I was tired today." I'm like, "What'd you eat for breakfast?" They're like, "Cereal." I'm like, "Well, talk to me more about that." Like, yeah, if I would have eaten protein, like eggs and sausage, and, you know, I probably would have been more energized. I said, you probably would have felt better in your brain too, right? They're like, yeah, because the protein lasts longer in your body for energy. And so I'm trying to foster this inside out cause over condition way of thinking. And it's not perfect, and we're always like still working out, but any chance I get to go off on a tangent and just talk to them about like philosophy of healing and how God designed their bodies to work properly when given the right conditions and given the right ingredients. Because they have all of the health they're always going to have already inside their body. Just like everybody listening, every patient that comes in, they already have all the health that they need, and it's already inside them. We can't add any health to their body with adjustments or even with any of the five essentials. It's about removing the interference to allow that health to express itself in the fullest way possible. And that's where people start to feel great while they're getting healthy. So yeah, I've been very fortunate to be able to raise my kids in that philosophy. Super, super thankful for that.
I know. I'm like, oh, and that pulls on my heart, because I'm like, I feel like every parent like should know what we know about that. But so with wrapping up with today, what is one thing that you wish that you want to share, or that everyone would know, or is that like heavy on your heart? Like, what's one thing, if you're like, hey, I have a couple minutes to just share this like most important thing for you, what do you think that would be?
Wow. I mean, put me on the spot here. I guess just in regards to our conversation today, it would be just to understand that you're not broken. Like, if you are dealing with symptoms, if you are having headaches or sleeping issues, or you notice that your energy has been decreasing, or your joints are becoming more rigid and stiff and painful, and things are just going in the wrong direction as opposed to the right direction, let's call it just over the last year or two, if you notice more of a downward turn in your health, like, it's not because you're broken. It's not because your genetics are weak or you're destined for disease. And I think far too often we have those symptoms and we start to freak out. We get the symptoms and we think, oh, this is my new baseline. It's only downhill from here. Haven't you noticed that before with people? Like, now it's only downhill. This is the best I'll be. And these new issues I'm going to have for the rest of my life. That's not necessarily true. There's a cause to all these problems. And so the biggest thing that I can say is get to the cause of your problem. Like, take a look. Look at from the inside out, starting with the nervous system, going into the lifestyle issues. There's something missing from what you are putting into your body, or there's an interference that's keeping your body from healing. Address that first before going the medications and symptoms route, because there's a really good chance that you can heal and come around and resolve these things as long as you don't give up. And so that's what I'll say. And I'll say, if you're already in this mindset and you're listening because you're a patient of Dr. Leanne's, or because you just are already along these lines of thinking, tell people about it. Because you start to make these changes and you start to heal, you start to maybe lose weight, you start to get more energy, you start to come off medications, people notice. And then they're like, hey, how are you feeling better without the medication? Or like, what do you mean you're sleeping better? What do you mean you don't need coffee anymore for energy? And then you get to tell them about this philosophy and then be the cause for change in their life and for your own family's life. And you get to show them and be the catalyst in your circle of influence. Because if you're listening to this show and you're already on this side of the fence when it comes to health, let's face it, you are a leader in natural health for your people around you. And so I guess the whole idea with knowledge comes responsibility. Tell people about this. Mm-hmm. Like, educate them. Inform them that they're not destined for disease. Your body's geared towards health, not disease. It's just about removing the interference to get to that. On a specific action step, if you haven't had your spine and nervous system checked, that is step one. Yep. People come sometimes and they're like, I hear you guys do detoxing. can you put me through your detox program? Which supplements do I buy? I said, we're not selling you any supplements right now. If your body is in a stressed state, then your organs of detoxification are not working like they're supposed to. We need to check nervous system, spine, and overall function first to make sure that if you did go through a detox, your body can actually carry it out and handle it from the inside out. Yeah. And so there's a stepwise process here. And so that's what I would say if there was just one thing to wrap up what we're talking about today.
I love it. You know, I always talk about, like, no one's ever really addressed the one system that utilizes and controls all of those organ systems. And that goes back to central nervous system, you know, and that's what we are, right? Like, we're doctors of the nervous system. So if you want to schedule an appointment, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, that's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853. Dr. Mark Wolfman, Rivertown Family Chiropractic. Do you want to give out your office information? Because I'm sure, you know, us Midwesterners, we're not too far apart. And I'm sure people have up there for your patients to get connected, for people who live in the state of Michigan, northern Indiana. What is your clinic information?
Yeah, if you have family in West Michigan or anything, anywhere in Michigan, 616-214-3111. You could go to mlrivertown.com if you wanted to schedule something there. But we're happy to help, happy to do a consult with any of your family members that live in the area.
Wonderful. Well, I so greatly appreciate your time, wealth of knowledge, and like I said, well-spoken and just with the heart of gold. So I just appreciate, and it's a blessing being your friend. I appreciate that so much. So thanks for tuning in. Always remember that your power is on.